Anybody that's got the gospel message, the preacher many times is the watchman on the wall, and you and I are preachers of the gospel. It's not just me. I'm here behind the pulpit, but we're all preachers. The Bible says that since the kingdom of God suffereth violence, the violent taketh by force, and that it was the law and the prophets up till John the Baptist, but since that time the gospel is preached. And the watchman tells her of the crazy story of a man that loved her all along. A man that was crazy about her and you didn't even know it. If you'd read all of Solomon, he was peeking through the windows. Oh, you have to read all of the story of the Song of Solomon. Amen. Amen. When others were looking the other way, love was looking at you. When others saw you were wounded and deceived by others, love asked no questions about your past, but picked you up and loved you and wrapped up your wounds and said, I'll take care of you. Real love. God is what? He's love. God's story is a story of crazy love that loved you even when you left him. I've never cheated on my wife. Never even thought to do that. And I don't think she's ever done the same. But in my thinking of love and in her thinking of love, if you ever do that, it is over. That's my thinking. But God's love is crazy. It's crazy. It's so crazy that God tells the prophet Hosea, he didn't say, go out and find you a little girl that's raised in the church and a little girl that's always been good. She's a virgin. He said, oh, I want you, the prophet, to go marry you a whore. Because I'm going to show everybody my crazy love. I want you to get a girl of the world that's got a past that won't quit. And I'm going to show you my love. So he goes and marries this girl and has three children by this woman. It wasn't long, Brother Johnson, she was wanting to leave him to go back to her lovers. He hedged up her way with thorns. He said, I'll stop her. He did all kinds of things to prevent her. But no siree, she wouldn't have it. She went back to her lovers. She backslid into what she came out of. But that crazy love that passes a man's understanding, I'd just say, I'd get me another one or something. I'd just say, well, if that's what you want, honey, go get it. But that crazy love that Christ had for even a backslidden nation like Israel and a backslider like you and a backslider like me, Hosea went out. He didn't only find her, he bought her back. She was on the auction block to be somebody else's lover. And they'd say 50 pence. He said, make it 60. 80 pence, make it 90. And I don't know how to mortgage the house, but I'm going to get her back. And he gave everything he had to get her back. Crazy love. That's the kind of love I'm here to tell you. You can't go so far. You can't go too far to outreach the crazy love of God. No matter how far you go, no matter if you go back further than you was in when he got you out, he's still going to love you because you can't earn God's love. God is love. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I would too. If you ever went back on God, you'd understand why some people understand this crazy love. Because it's hard to believe that somebody would want you back after you slapped them in the face. The love of God looked at your backslidden ways and your wretched ways. And he put his son on a cross and said, I'll buy you back. I'll buy you back. I'll buy you back with my blood. The highest price, he said, peradventure you'd give your life for a righteous man. He said, I'm going to give my own son and I'm going to buy you back. I'm afraid we as pastors and sometimes the saints, we're too judgmental. I said we're too judgmental. If you just knew what they did, well, Lord, let's hear your, let me dig up. Crazy love. See, that the problem is you don't have that crazy love. For when we were weak, without strength, that Christ died for the ungodly, he commended his love to us that while we were yet sinners, and before we could say, I love you, he had already said, I love you. He said it on the cross. Love is proven by the actions that people take. It's not by monetary things. Real love is seen. That crazy love is seen when your kidneys fail and your mind is slipping, your kids are going crazy. And you, real love is when you change the bedpan and say, you need anything else, let me know. Oh, no, it's none of that, hey, baby. No, it's none of that. That's not love. I'm sorry. That's just a swelling. Real love is when you roll up your sleeves in a sour condition and say, I'm with you to the bitter end. No wonder Jesus said that I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Why? Because God is love. Can I bring it home to us tonight? I'm afraid that many times we come to church with the romance. We wear our best clothes. I got on my best clothes tonight. They may not be much, but it's the best I got. I come with praise the Lord and oh, God's been good. And we're romancing God. And we're singing a song and oh, I feel God, I feel good. But that's romance. That's romance. That's all that is romance. Because the real service is outside these four walls. Yeah, we just romancing God in here. We just talk, hey, God, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I thank God that he did. We just romance. Let's get out there and show the world his love. Hallelujah. Show the world his love. Crazy love. I'm afraid too many times we come to church and we patty cake and we're only romancing God. When God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You can never win God's love. We come to romance. When you romance, hey, baby, all this stuff, you're trying to win their love. That's what you're trying to do. You're like two boxers that are sparring, and you're just seeing how far you can reach and how far you can reach it. And sooner or later, going to hit you on the kisser. And then when you finally get to that place, well, okay, well, we in love. Well, honey, this is love. They call it tough love. And you can't win God's love because he is love. He's already given you his love. You can't win it. Why play games? Why act like it? You can't win it. He's already given it to you. God is just waiting on you to love him back. Sir, if you want salvation, he said to one, he said, why don't you sell all you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. You know where I'm headed? He said, he went on to say, and take up your cross and follow me. I'm going to show you my love. Show me your love. Love needs to be reciprocated. And people that truly love. Now hear this. This is going to cross some of you, and you, I know it's going to be tight, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's the truth. Love is an invasion of privacy. That's what it is. Love is an invasion of privacy. That woman over there knows everything about me. Every dime I got, don't got. She knows what I did before I married her and everything I might have done after I married her. Love is an invasion of privacy. Don't give me a privacy notice and say, I love you too. You can't hide stuff from your spouse and say, I love you. Try that with God. Because you see, God is love. He knows everything you got. He knows everything you did. Why? Because he is love. So he knows everything you do. You can't do it. It is an invasion of privacy. God has invaded your privacy. That's what love is. Love is the openness. They hung him high and stretched him wide, and they stripped all of his clothes off. And he says, I love you still. It was an invasion of his privacy, and he exposed himself to the world. How can two be walk together except they be agreed? Don't hand me a privacy notice and say you love me. Love is an invasion of one's own home, their work. Everything you do, God sees before you do it. David and God had so much in common. David said this. David understood. He was an Old Testament figure. He was really a New Testament figure in an Old Testament body. He understood. Even when he created his great sin, he said, I'm not going to give sacrifice and offering. He said, you have no pleasure in that. But where a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God is near. He was so close to God that he realized that God was an invasion on his privacy. Whither shall I go, thy spirit, go from thy spirit? Or whether shall I flee from thy spirit? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Where can I get away from you? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shalt thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness as the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Oh God, you know where I'm going next. And thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. David began to realize that there is no privacy in love. I know y'all can go home, talk about it, and say, well, I agree with everything, but that's all right. But I'm just telling you, God is love. And you can't hide nothing from God because he's love. And the reason David was after man after God's own heart, David got a grip, sister, of that crazy love. I want y'all to come sing that song. It says, Jesus on the inside and working on the outside. Hallelujah. David had a grip of that crazy love. David was passionate. I went back. I don't have time tonight, but I went back, and I'm going to bring you just a few verses that David shows his passion. When you look at all these verses, my brother, it's all about always, all the time, ever. He uses these words continually throughout his writings. He says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul. He was passionate after thee, O God. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee as in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water. And my tongue shall speak righteousness and thy praise all the day long. He was passionate. I'll meditate upon you day and night. In the midnight hour on my bed, he said, I meditate on the Lord. He was passionate. When's the last time you thought about the Lord? When you said, oh, you got to go to church tonight. Or have you been thinking about him all day long? All day long. David said, he is my meditation. Closing, God wants to reciprocate. He wants you to reciprocate that crazy love, that young love, that, Lord, it's me again, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You know, there's been songs that's been written, bring back the new again, because we all know, I've been in this too long, I watch too many come in. Boy, when they come in, it's, oh, woo, I love you, and then they give them 2 or 3 years. And I just like the rest of y'all. Pardon me. Stand for every song. Cry whatever. Sing Amazing Grace. Don't matter. You cry. But now they sing that Amazing Grace again. I'm so sick of that song. Young Love. Hey, baby. Hey, God. Lord, I love you, Jesus. You used to find your little place, you know, at work. That Bible out. Lord, I love you today. Don't ever leave me, God. I love you, Jesus. Where are you today? Got time, we'll pray. Got time, we'll... If I feel like worshiping, I worship. But if I don't feel like it, I'm not doing it. He died on a cross. He didn't feel like it, but he did. He didn't feel like it. He said, Lord, if it's possible, you know, I really don't let it pass. But he said, no, it's not what I came here for. I got a crazy love. I love them. So look down in Carlos in 2013, and I love them backsliders in that church. Sometimes I look at a church and it like flies on a screen door, some wanting in, some wanting out. But I want to tell you, you will not outrun his crazy love. I don't care how far your kids are, your kids. I don't care how far your kids are. They can't outrun the love of God. Get that crazy love that David had. Wake up in the night. This is about God. Ooh, hallelujah. Find your little place. When's the last time you woke up at 2 o'clock and prayed? When you first got the Holy Ghost? Come on. You first found God. You woke up in the middle of the night and you made a little, oh, God. Where's that at? God liked that. He liked that. Brother Dennis Williams, some of y'all remember Brother Dennis Williams preaching revival for Brother Stanton. And that guy was good at getting people off the pew. I never seen anything like it. You know, I pray God give me that talent. I never did get it, but I'm still praying about it. And I'll never forget, he got that guy came in with chains all over him, and he talked about that long arm of love of God. I mean, I could see him out of the corner of my eye, and after a while, I saw that big old dude. Them tears started rolling down his face. He came up there, raised his hand. He was crying. He was at the watchman at the wall saying, tell me about that love, because I ain't found it in this world. I hadn't found what my soul's hungry for. I'm telling you, that guy got the Holy Ghost that night. I'll never forget this. My wife and I still laugh about it. He started speaking in tongues, and somebody looked at Brother Dennis Williams and said, he got the Holy Ghost. He's looked at him and said, I know it and you know it, but he got to know it. And you know, when you get that love, she said, I found him. Lord, I found what my soul longeth at. I ain't letting you go. Oh no, you're not getting away from me. Where's that at today? Jesus on the... I better quit working on the outside.